can I get everyone's attention? Over here. Everybody. Can I get your attention? Ah, there we go. I knew I shouldn't have let Sarah take my megaphone today. Good morning, everyone. How are we doing today? Yeah, good. All right, I was worried that the dean would bore you to tears in the auditorium. I hope his speech was more interesting this year than it was last year when I was touring. I'll be honest, that's the second year in a row that I've fallen asleep to him droning on about seizing your future or whatever. Anyway, you're finally free, so stretch your legs and thaw out a little bit while I pass out name tags and temporary IDs. I'll be coming around to each one of you individually, so you've got a few minutes to kind of, you know, get to know each other. Hey, how's it going? This one you? Alright, good. Nice to meet you. Hey, how are you doing? I saw you earlier. Yeah, you were you the one whose phone went off earlier? Oh my god, that's so funny. You've got the Kim Possible text tone thing. Is this one you? Alright, cool. Here you go. Hey, okay, so you're supposed to be in a different group? You changed majors after they already assigned tour groups. Okay. Well, just stick with our group, and if they haven't updated your information and reassigned you to the group for your new major by noon, I'll take you to the registrar's office and we'll see if they can clear it up, okay? Perfect. Alright, sorry about the mix-up, dude. Don't worry, we'll get it all sorted out. And last but not least, who is this lovely lady hiding in a hoodie in the middle of July? Nuh-uh, come on. I gotta match a name to a face. Let's get a good look at you. Oh, no way. You? Seriously? Of all the people who could have been put in my tour group. And here I thought that graduating a year early would mean that we'd never have to see each other again. Well, how have things been? Oh, come on, don't do the silent treatment thing. We're adults now. Catch me up. You graduated, obviously. You got a new haircut, I think? Is your boyfriend going here too? Oof, bad luck. Breakup? I'll take that as a yes. Well, this is awkward. Here's your name tag and ID. Let's just try to make this as painless as possible, alright? I'll do my best to make orientation as fun as I can if you'll return the favor. Sound good? This is going to be a long week, isn't it? All right. Okay, everyone, I've met all of you and figured out which of you are my favorites, so now we can get started on the best part of the orientation, walking. We will break for lunch in about 2 hours, so let's get to it. Okay, did everyone get their food? We all good here? Okay, perfect. I am taking a 1 hour break from babysitting while all of you eat, so just try not to wander off or anything, all right? Okay. This seat taken? So, how do I look? You've been staring at me instead of looking around at the campus all morning. Well, I guess technically it's like glaring, but still. What's so interesting about me? Wow. Drive-through employees must love taking your order. I bet they think that their mic is broken whenever you pull up. Look, are you going to act like an emotionally and socially mature adult and actually tell me what's going on, or are you just going to keep on pouting? There it is. Finally, a squeak. What is it? What's your problem with me? Is this about how we were back in high school? Because I've done a lot of growing up in the past year, both emotionally and physically, as you can probably see, and I'm trying really hard to let bygones be bygones, but you seem really intent on harboring some kind of one-sided grudge against me, which, come to think of it, is pretty much exactly where we were in high school, too, so... Excuse me? I can promise you that I absolutely do not know what I did. What are you talking about? Bullied you? Excuse me? Are you... What kind of fantasy world are you living in, lady? I was not a bully. If you remember, I was the scrawny dork in the back of the class. I didn't talk to anyone other than Anna. I kept my head down and didn't go out at all. Honestly, thinking about what I was like in high school makes now me want to bully then me. And you're seriously going to sit here and tell me that I bullied you? You, of all people. That is hilarious. You're actually insane. No, I'm not gaslighting you. Oh, you have literally constructed this entire fictional version of high school just to justify the kind of stuff you used to do. That's actually funny. And here I was worried that I'd said or done something and forgotten about it. Dude. What I mean is, you were the bully. Yeah, you were. Do you remember the time you slashed my bike tires? Yeah? Do you remember all the other times you did it? Or how about the time you changed the background of my school laptop to some low-res adult image and got me dragged to the principal's office? You know, it took 2 hours and testimony from 3 other people in my computer literacy class to convince Mr. Adams that I'm incredibly obsessive about the image resolution of my wallpaper matching the screen resolution of my computer, which meant that I'd never used something like that crappy 640 by 480 pic that you used. Yes, really, that was how I avoided getting suspended. Oh, and remember when you paid Jimmy to steal my pants out of my locker during PE? That... Okay, that was actually kind of funny in retrospect. I mean, hell, I guess all of them were. I don't know. I think even a single year away from high school has made me realize what absolutely awful people we all were. Just absolutely demonic little gremlins. What a nightmare. You know, you'll realize that too, eventually. That was revenge for what I did to you? Okay. Fine. Name one thing I did to you. Just one. Just one little thing that would justify any of the things that you did to me. If you can name one, I'll take you to the registrar's office right now and we'll get you moved to another orientation group. Well, go ahead. Nothing, huh? Is it all coming together for you now? You know, it got so bad at one point that your friends started texting me to warn me about whatever you were planning. Seriously, you can ask them. You were obsessed with me. Why don't I hate you then? You know, a few months back, I was thinking about all the stuff you used to do to me, and I was thinking the same thing. I started trying to search my memory to figure out when and how it all started, what made you so hardcore about messing with me. And I eventually figured out what probably started it. Do you remember in sophomore year when you, when you tried to ask me to homecoming in the middle of the cafeteria? Yeah, that. Okay, so I think I need to explain what happened because I literally never got the chance to tell you or to apologize. From what I can remember, you had this kind of weird grin on your face when you asked me. And now looking back, I'm almost positive that you were just incredibly nervous and were trying to look confident, but at the time... At the time, I thought it was a joke. I thought you were trying not to laugh, and that's why I started laughing. I didn't realize how badly I fumbled that bag until you ran away crying, and by then it was already too late. The first, tire slashing happened a few days after that. You know, there are still extra inner tubes for that bike in my dad's old shed. Like, we literally stocked up on them because of how often you did it. Yeah, I don't remember anything happening before the, the homecoming incident. Only after. I think, and I could be wrong, that this was all started by a big misunderstanding. Which is, incredibly annoying because I was fully prepared to hate you. I really did kick myself for that. For, months. Because I really did want to go with you. Oh, don't give me that look. You were cute. And you obviously felt something about me. Beyond just asking me out. Don't think I didn't notice how much things ramped up after I started dating Anna. Oh, her? We ended things last summer. Different schools. The distance didn't work for her. Yada, yada, yada. We're still friends. I think she's dating a girl now? I'm not sure if that says anything about me. I'm telling you all this stuff because you're still very cute, and I'm absolutely shooting my shot while I can. Yeah, even after all that. I'm telling you, I've changed a lot since I moved here. I don't know, Dating seems like it would make a funny dynamic. Lots of ways it could play out between us. Plus, I laughed at your invitation almost 3 years ago, and you still showed up today glaring at me. You've obviously got some complicated feelings about me. Maybe we can uncomplicate them together, huh? I mean, surely you weren't just staring at me to glare. Admiring the glow up? Fine, fine. Back to the silent treatment then. Fine. Tell you what. Give me your phone real quick. Just do it, bully. All right. And there you go. That's my apartment building and number. You can find it on the campus maps I handed out earlier. It's a studio. No roommates. Just me. Alright. Official orientation events end after dinner tonight, so stop by if you want some dessert. Hope you enjoy the rest of the tour today, freshman.